Canton man accused of stealing funds from a local charity. Ohio Attorney General Andy Wilson says 41-year-old Jamar Fleming and Canton-based Agape Ministries have been indicted in common pleas court on felony charges of aggravated theft and telecommunications fraud. Fleming also faces charges involving allegedly false or missing state income tax filings. Prosecutors allege he diverted about $375,000 in donations for personal use between June 2022 and last May, while serving as CEO and pastor of the nonprofit. A Lake Township man faces felony charges of pandering obscenity and unlawful sexual conduct with a minor. 20-year-old Evan Dunbar allegedly admitted to soliciting explicit videos from a 14-year-old and possessing child pornography on multiple devices. Court documents state the admission came Wednesday during an FBI search of a Hazel Street Northeast home. Dunbar is a registered sex offender. He was convicted of unlawful sexual conduct with a minor last year in Summit County. Dunbar set for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. Charges have been filed against two men in a Tuesday night shooting that injured two people in Canton. 21-year-old Joshua Michael of Brown Township was arrested Tuesday and charged with complicity to felonious assault. Isaac Atkins was arrested today and charged with felonious assault. Michael scheduled for arraignment in Canton Municipal Court today. Police say the incident happened in the 1700 block of Sherrick Road Southeast. Two men were near a vehicle when a side-by-side UTV arrived. Police say an exchange occurred before a shotgun was fired, striking both men in the leg. The victims were taken to Altman Hospital. Stark Library officials say service cuts could be possible if voters reject a levy renewal and increase this November. County commissioners have approved placing an 8-year levy on the ballot. The issue includes renewing the current 2-mill levy and adding 0.3 mills. The owner of a $100,000 home would pay about $55 annually or $11 more than the current levy. Library leaders say the additional revenue is needed to offset rising operating costs and a reduction in state funding. Strong earnings and an improved outlook helping drive Timken's stock to new heights. The manufacturer's shares hit an all-time high of $143.56 during trading Wednesday afternoon, pushing the company's market value to nearly $10 billion. Timken recently beat first quarter earnings expectations and raised its full year 2026 guidance, boosting investor confidence. The company also continues to emphasize long-term growth strategies, focusing on expanding its industrial motion systems business. More than $1 billion in economic impact being reported through the latest annual report from Stark County Job and Family Services. The report shows more than 47,000 residents receive SNAP benefits. Just over 95,000 received Medicaid assistance. Officials say the agency also handled more than 8,000 child abuse hotline calls, resulting in nearly 2,500 cases, along with 494 elder abuse or neglect cases. The report adds 64 adoptions were finalized, and nearly $49.5 million was collected through child support cases. Travelers flying out of Akron Canton Airport will now have a more affordable parking option. A new economy lot opened Wednesday with 775 spaces available at $11 a day. The lot located at Lobby and Mount Pleasant Roads and includes free shuttle service to the terminal. The expansion is part of an effort aimed at keeping up with increased passenger demand and improving overall access. An $889,000 contract has been awarded for renovation of the train depot in East Palestine. Columbiana County Commissioners approved the bid from Dynamic Structures of New Waterford, with construction expected to begin in early July. Plans call for new heating and cooling systems, bathrooms, a commercial kitchen, utility upgrades, and an expansion of the building. Morning Journal reports work is expected to take between 4 and 6 months to complete. It's being funded in part by a $250,000 state grant. A Mahoning Valley Bakery is shutting down after 120 years in business. Schwebel Baking Company has announced it will liquidate, closing its Youngstown and Hebron bakeries, along with retail stores and distribution centers across the region. Schwebel's plans to continue limited operations through the July 4th weekend before fully winding down this summer. The company says it's faced rising labor costs, aging facilities, and changing consumer trends. A downtown Youngstown steam utility facing a financial crisis is now the target of a city and state response. The Vindicator reports City Council has declared a local energy emergency and approved up to $130,000 for a study on long-term fixes for Sobey Thermal Energy Systems. The move comes as state regulators consider major emergency rate increases for customers.